What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. Like I always say, please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you know when we post. But we post every single Friday as usual. I got a good one for you today. A returning Ryan Sickler comes on the pod, the JUCO King. I love this dude, man. He's so funny. He has the most infectious laugh of anybody I've ever met in my life. And he's going back on the road. He plugs his dates, and I'm going to plug mine. Go to AndrewSantino.com. I'm going to be in Atlantic City at the end of the month. And then I'm going to Houston, Madison, Boston, Nashville. We're adding so many more dates. I don't even know what they are. But just go to AndrewSantino.com to find all that stuff. If you want more of the solo, the one pods, the solo one Cheeto chats, go to Patreon.com/WhiskeyGingerPodcast. That's where that stuff lives. You're looking for merch, just down in the merch bar down below or at AndrewSantinoStore.com. But come see me live, baby. We're getting back out there. I'm so excited to be doing stand-up again. AndrewSantino.com is where you get them tickets. Enough rambling from me. Let's go to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. For real, for real, for real, it's Ryan Sickler, the sick dog. Hey, baby. Welcome.
You're the only
welcome.
Guy I let call me the sick dog.
The sick dog. Welcome. I'm gonna crack you off some Woodford Reserve. Actually,
yeah,
you know
please.
What? You pour how you want.
I'll just have a little here today.
A little, just a little something sure. For you. Look, 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 look. Having a little Woodford Reserve
today. We'll
just
start with a little sipper.
Yeah, why not? Tell me what's going on. You said you took your daughter where? Because I want to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you. Cheers.
Cheers, brother. Cheers, man. See, you see, made eye contact.
I was about to say eye contact.
When people don't do that, doesn't that weird you out? You're like, what's going on inside?
I don't even have parents who raised you, bro.
So tell me, what's been going on? First of all, we lost some soldiers in the comedy pandemic war. I'm glad that Segura and them left because we didn't want them here anyway.
Nope.
I said it. I said, I don't want them here. I don't even know why they're here.
I remember when you called Scoot. Me, you were like, thank God they're gone.
I said, skedaddle. Take all those losers with you, dude. So then, but I was glad that you stayed. I heard that, you know, like there was rumors that you might be taken off.
Who the fuck? No, what I said to Christina on a show one time was.
Yeah, she perpetuated
since you all have the money.
Yeah.
Get down there. Let us know if it's worth it. I don't have their money.
Yeah, right.
You let me know if it's worth it.
This is like, you're like the queen when they send out those explorers and they're like, go see if there's land.
I'm looking
they
at
all die.
They're like the Marines. Right. You go over, do the recon, come
Tell
back.
Us.
I'm the Navy.
Right.
I'll sail over when shit's good.
It'll take me a while to get there, but
yeah,
you just send us a pigeon and let me know. Yeah, I went down there. I was down in... I did Austin and then I did Dallas. I did shows in Dallas, but I stopped by Austin to check it out. But it was exactly what I thought it was.
I mean, look, it's a great city.
Look at me.
Hey. Nah.
It's whatever. It's fine, dude. It's fine.
I've only been during South by Southwest.
Me too.
So, matter of fact, you did the Craft Feast with us.
I did.
Matter
I did
fact,
South by and then I would do.
You and Baron Davis.
My boy. And then I would do. What's the other one? Moon Towers.
Yeah.
I did that twice. And then they got mad because I went back. To South by.
Oh, I didn't
and
know.
Like,
you
can't do both.
I didn't know that.
Well, we did anyway, but they threw a big fit. I was like, it's still selling tickets. What's the difference? I'm supporting the city and the thing. But I think they just got butthurt because I went to promote the first season of I'm Dying Up Here There. Mm-hmm. And Moon Tower was like, we thought we could rely on you to just. And I was like, bro, who cares? Nobody cares. Fans are happy that you're there. They don't care when you're there, or what you're there for. I think that's just that's an internal problem that they've got, but. Whatever.
Well, what I was getting at basically was me being there during that time. I'm sure I'm seeing the best of the best.
Yeah.
They're decking the whole city out.
Yeah.
Everything's going on.
Yeah.
I need to go see a weekend, like a fucking, I need to see a Monday to Wednesday.
Yes. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's what I need to see.
Show me what's really going on.
That's what I need to see.
Because that's the truth about all this. You know, it's like when you come to a city, when you do a weekend somewhere and you're like, you know, this is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's popping. But, you know, if you hung out for a day or two after, it's a dead zone.
Yeah.
And you know
and
that's
maybe
what's
the
going
reason
on,
it's popping is because there ain't shit to do during the week.
Right.
And you're coming
it's you.
To town.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
But it was fine.
But I have a
it
daughter. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here till she's 18. I'm not, no matter what happens.
You said before the show that blue
I'm
is your
here.
Color. She told you blue is
My
your color.
My daughter told me it. She's
well,
because like,
your skin, you get
your
that olive skin.
I'm Italian. I don't have the last name, but I got the blood. My home.
I have the last name, but I don't have the blood.
See, my how do you have the last name without the blood? That would be your father.
My dad is Italian, but this took over.
Yeah, it did.
It looked dominated. Like Ireland, man. It's sad.
It did.
I swear to God, dude. When I play golf, they make fun of me because I spray 4 or 5 times when we golf. It's only 3 hours in the sun.
I went fishing yesterday from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and I sprayed once.
Once? Are you out of your mind? That would kill me. I'd be dead. 6:30 to 3 p.m.
6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and I sprayed one time. Yeah, and I'm not looking at me. This was yesterday.
Bro, that's 9 hours you were in the sun.
Yeah, 9 hours.
If I'm in the sun for 9 hours, call the funeral home.
I'll throw you over.
Let him know I'm coming. He's burnt up. Yeah, dude, I have to spray up so much. You one time and that's good for you? Does your daughter have skin like you?
Nah, she's got fair skin like her mom.
She gets burnt up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you got to put like those, was she out there the whole time with you fishing?
No. I went with my buddy yesterday. She's in school now. Finally, that's what
I'm
saying,
that's right,
man.
They're in. They're doing
the
thing.
School's back? I'm going fucking fishing. I've been fishing like 4 times since.
Where did you go? You said Lake what?
Castaic.
What is that?
It's just like 5-10, well, it's about 10 minutes north of Valencia.
Now
Magic
I gotta
Mountain.
Look. Oh, I know exactly where
there's
it is.
An overflow where you can fish 24/7 on the east side of the bank. So you can go. We used to go night fishing. I've been here since the late 90s. So
I used
to go night fishing down there all the time. But then there's the main lake where you can pull up, rent a 14-foot aluminum boat for $65 for the whole fucking day. A little 8 horsepower on the back.
Wow.
And just tool out there and fish the fucking lake. So I went and did it yesterday.
See, I like that. I went out to Lake Kachuma. Mm-hmm. Is where I go camping. Do you know where that is?
Mm-mm, where is that?
By Solvang,
okay,
Ojai.
Know where that is.
You're a little bit more west of where you are. Yeah. But I got to tell you, dude, you go to those spots, you feel like you are out of L.A. But not just, you're literally out of L.A.
This is 30 minutes north of L.A.
And
it's so redneck country. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
I love it up there.
Would you think about moving up there?
I have thought about it, but the only way in and out is the 5. And if there's an accident or anything
it's
like
over.
That, you're fucked.
That's like people that live
you're
in Malibu.
Fucked.
I don't get it. You have one road in, one road
That's
out.
It.
I mean,
you're
you can
fucked.
Take the canyons. Good luck.
But then everyone's doing that if you're fucked.
Right.
Right.
And then you Caitlyn or Bruce Jenner and kill somebody.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I said right by the proper name, but back then she was Bruce.
Was it? I thought it was Kate. No, I thought
no,
it was
no,
Caitlyn.
No. Oh, it was?
Because everyone had the joke about immediately you become a woman and you're a terrible driver.
Oh.
I feel like there was that.
I thought he killed somebody and then switched. Because that's a good way out.
Man, hold on a second.
Make
you're
the switch.
On to something there.
Yeah,
I
would do that if
look,
I
Bruce Jenner see. Killed that motherfucker.
But
I'm
let's
Caitlin,
see.
You know?
Bruce Jenner car accident. See, I'm telling you, I think it was Bruce Jenner that did it. Jenner 68 was involved in a four car
Jenner's
pileup.
Still Jenner's last name.
Yeah. Oh no. It's well then it says she was not charged with a crime. Caitlyn Jenner forced to pay $800,000.
God.
$800,000 for killing somebody? That's not that bad.
That's not, no.
Didn't you think it would be way more?
Way more. Someone's life should be worth more than
$800,000.
$800,000?
Yeah. I just, for some reason, for sure thought that would be in the millions when you clip somebody. I mean, I hit a human being once.
A person?
Didn't kill him.
You hit a person?
I hit a human.
Let's talk about it, because my mom hit a kid one time. We'll talk.
I hit a man.
Oh, you hit a kid.
Your mom hit a child?
It was... Listen, my mom and I have a checkered past, and I will have to sit here and say that in her defense, it really was not her fault. I mean, you're at fault because you're driving, but
it's her fault.
I'm going to tell you why it wasn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Want to hear the story?
Yeah.
So I'm from Maryland, and there used to be these stores. Everybody would go to, you know, our lower middle class would go to Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
and Hanover had a bunch of stores,
right?
You know, you
like
get the
clothing
shop,
stores,
yeah, little
that, yeah.
little area to go shopping,
yeah.
outlets, I guess, early outlets or whatever. And we're driving west. I'll never forget this. My mom's in the front, her girlfriend's up here. I'm in the back, and I want to put my seatbelt on, but they tell me you're not allowed to wear your seatbelt because 4 of you have to sit back there. So 4, my 2 brothers, and then there's one more on the way back.
Remember that, by the way? You could fit six yep. kids on a
We were in a Ford Escort.
Bro, it's station wagons. I used to take station wagons, and they would have one long seatbelt across all the kids. Remember that shit? It was insane. It was just one, it was like one
it's
7-foot belt.
Anybody.
No, it's so fun.
So we're in a beige Ford Escort.
Hot, fresh.
Headed west.
Yep.
And this little boy, he's probably 10 or 11. We all see him. He's here on the sidewalk, and he's crossing the street. He looks the direction we're headed. So he looks to his right.
Right.
Never bothers to swivel back to the left.
He was British, bro.
He looked to the right only.
He's like, he's checking to the right to see if there's cars.
He sounded like he was American when he was crying. I didn't hear an accent. I didn't hear an accent when he was screaming for help.
My leg is broken. My legs are broken. So wait, he looks right.
So he looks right and doesn't bother to look in our direction. Mm-hmm. And steps out into traffic, and my mom slams on the brake. I'm only laughing because the kid ended up being okay. His head hits the fucking fender. He goes under the tires. Boom, boom, boom.
No!
Over his legs.
Oh, my God, bro.
And then I pop up, and I'm looking out the back window of the Escort. And I just see him crawling like his legs are dead. And he's going, and he's crawling back. I'm like, oh, my God, we just hit this kid. So we pull over, and the poor kid, his mother was at the – so what happened?
Where was she?
She was inside the laundromat. They were at a laundromat. She asked him to go across the street and get something.
Cigarettes.
He wanted to go probably.
Go get mom some numbers, cigarettes.
Play my numbers. And he didn't look. And she saw it. She saw the whole thing. She comes out and starts beating him. Because he skipped.
After he got hit.
His legs aren't even working, bro. She's working him. And we're all like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Just picking him up by the collar.
Like, I saw everything. He didn't look both ways. So when the cop got there, she said, my son fucked up. He didn't look both ways. He's lucky to be alive. Wow. So my mom's off the hook.
That sounds like my mom would do some shit like that.
Right?
That's so then, what you get type of shit.
So the cop's like, okay, did everyone have their seatbelt on the car? I was like, I didn't. He's like, why didn't you have your seatbelt? I go, well, I wanted to wear my seatbelt, but I was told I wasn't allowed to put it on because there were going to be four of us in this bag.
Snitch. You're a snitch, bro. Your mom should have beat you in front of the cop.
I go, it's lucky something didn't happen to us back here. There's a lot of danger for kids.
When we ran over him, officer, my head hit the roof, and it was a little uncomfortable.
But forever, there was a nice chunk where his head bent that fender up a little bit. And I'd always run up to it, set my head there, and look at my mom like,
"Hey, do that? Remember this?
Remember this, mom?
How old was the kid?
He's like 10 or 11.
Bro, my mom hits stuff, not people, thank God, but things. She hits. My mom has run over our mailbox four times.
four fucking times.
It's in the same place. It doesn't move. It's not like a
What's
video game.
What's her problem?
It does the shit. Dude, because you know what? Our driveway, my parents' driveway is crazy steep at the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. It's like this, and then it's steep and kind of goes up that way a little bit. It's straight, but the way she comes out, she has to cut really hard. If she doesn't cut hard, you're in the grass, right? Because it's narrow at that part. And in the mornings, she's going to work, and every single time, it's like the same. It's like almost like if she's in a rush, you know it's going to happen. And she knocks that bitch clean over with the car every time.
Does she just take off too?
Yeah, what are you going to do? What can you do about it? It's over now, right? Like, is she's going to get out. My dad's going to come out, be angry. It's like, what's it worth? Just hit the mailbox, keep rolling. We'll handle it later.
We used to, there used to be these kids in our high school that were like, they were the dirty kids and they lived up on a hill and they just didn't have.
Sounds like a Theo Vaughn bit.
Supposedly, they probably were the Theo Vaughn.
The dirty kids on that hill, man.
But they would get suspended for not showering. Things like coming into school, like.
I've never heard this before.
Me either.
Like they were stanking
for
that
hygiene,
bad.
Yeah.
Because they were poor, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's sad as
it's
shit.
Sad. Yeah. But they were like, you could shower here in the.
Get a hose.
But here, it's high school. We have
showers. Yeah, in the athletic room.
Go and shower. We'll make sure go shower, clean up. But he wouldn't. His older brother, too. So we used to go take M80s and blow their mailbox up back in the day. When we would go back to, mailbox baseball when Stand By Me came out, the whole
blowing up the poor people's mailbox, the stinky kids.
Yeah, that's so nice mean. They would go blow up the mailbox, right?
You're blowing up the poor kid's stinky mailbox. These motherfuckers have so much trauma in their life. And you're like, guess what? We're going to fuck up their letters.
We had no parents. We were shit kids too. Okay. We were shit too. We had our share done to us. Mm-hmm. So we blow this mailbox up and we blew it up like four times. And the next time we came back, these motherfuckers took a 5-gallon bucket, a white one, standard white one, and just nailed it to a piece of wood and just shoved it in the fucking car.
That's a mailbox.
And it was legally a mailbox.
Of course, bro.
They had a flag on it. They were like, if you're going to keep blowing this up, y'all going to go fuck yourself. And so we threw one in there just ceremoniously. It went boom, that. Yeah. And it didn't do shit to that bucket.
Those buckets are indestructible.
Yeah. You throw those old aluminum ones where you put the little slanted number gold sticker. Oh. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
The red flag.
Oh, yeah.
Those things, you put an M80 in them.
Shrapnel.
The sides blow up and the back shoots
blows
off.
Off.
Oh, it's so great.
So great.
It's so great.
We did mailbox baseball. I remember those days too. And that was just so cruel, so fucked up to do, man. It was so mean to do.
Well, we got in
trouble.
As
someone that has a homeowner now, you're right. Like... motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's all coming back.
Well, yeah, it is all coming back. Yeah. It's like egging houses or you know what they did too? There's kids in the neighborhood that are teenagers. You know, they're like 13, 14 or whatever. And every single Halloween, you know, I pull in the pumpkins at night. I'm pulling the pumpkins at night like a dad. Because I know what they, because yep. every time across the street, this guy has a beautiful house. He's got like a really nice display. They got money, you know, mm-hmm. and he's got a pumpkin display. And I'm sitting there with my coffee at night, like waiting. I'm like, here they come. They're smashing these motherfuckers. I mean, they smash them in the street.
Yeah, right so, like, in front of your house. Oh, like, yeah. You see it. Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm loving it because my pumpkins are safe next to me. My $2 pumpkins.
Man, I remember.
Yeah, we used to do all that dumb shit. Now I know what it feels like to be the guy that has to pay for the shit.
We had a neighbor one time that had one of those. I don't know how they grew it. It just grew like ridiculous. You could sit on it and take pictures, like one of those pumpkins, you know, that just grows freakishly.
Yeah.
Out in their yard. So they put it out front and they decorate it and shit. Mm. And the next day we drive by and my dad sees it. It's just it's crushed.
In
my
pieces,
dad's
yeah.
like, man, that's a shame. That big ass pumpkin. And I'll never forget. I look over my shoulder. I see my brother and our friend in the neighborhood just die. And I was like, you motherfucker.
They did it.
You fucking did it. They did
it. We did so much dumb, mean shit. I mean, we like for no reason. You just, but also you're bored as a kid and you're, and, but
you're dumb too. We did a lot of dumb,
well, we're
fun
dumb
shit. Yeah.
And also because pre-internet, man. Like we grew up pre-internet, so there wasn't much to do. I mean, you had to, it was like go to a movie, meet at like a fast food joint. You know what I mean? Go somewhere to get high. Go to someone's garage. It was like you ran out of options. You wanted to go fuck something up. It was like,
see,
you had
we were the place that you could come do that because we had from 16, from my freshman year through my sophomore year through my senior year, we had no parents. So we were the house that you came to and spent the night on Monday.
Because they were working.
No, because my dad had died and my
mom
when
your dad passed away.
And she left us alone. She didn't want us. We moved into her place, this little two-bedroom apartment. So she lived with her boyfriend. She stayed with him like Monday to Sunday. She'd come home on Sunday, grab some clothes, do laundry, and bounce.
Damn.
And we would just take care of ourselves. But everyone.
How old were you at that time?
16.
Who was the oldest?
My brother's a twin, so we're both 16. And my younger brother, my dad was buried on his 13th birthday.
Happy birthday.
So he was 13 when all this went down. So two 16-year-olds and a 13-year-old trying to take care of themselves, making sure we get to school. And we did.
Who
never
made
suspended,
food?
No. We just ate. We ordered pizza all the time.
Yeah, you just ate whatever
food,
you could.
Garbage. That's what it's born into me. It's garbage.
You still eat garbage?
Still, sometimes, for sure.
What's your sucker
I
shit?
I love a good double cheeseburger at McDonald's. Oh, no pickles and a small fry stacked on it. And
the amount of times that people have, you know, they do that thing where they're like, oh, I don't eat fast food or I don't eat. It's like, I'll never give up McDonald's.
No, and Chick-fil-A. I love Chick-fil-A too.
My mom used to take me, you know, before my mom got remarried and it was just my mom and I living in the city, my mom would take me to McDonald's and we'd get the single cheeseburgers, you know, just the singles and milkshakes, and she'd rip it in half and we would dunk the cheeseburgers in the milkshakes. Shit. And I vividly remember doing that in the park and like—
You still do it?
I do. Oh, absolutely.
See, my father showed me the cheeseburger
absolutely.
Or the fries on the cheeseburger. And to this day, I still do
that. Well, that's such a clutch move, by the way. But yeah, I still do it once in a while just because it reminds me of my mom. But dunking fries in the shake, by the way, it's a must. An absolute must. But when people are like, I never eat that shit, I'm like, dude, I'm as healthy as I can be. I'm going to get fucking McDonald's sometimes.
Yeah, I remember watching Shannon Sharp when the Ravens did... what was it called? Remember the series they did for a bunch of football? Well, how come I can't think
of
it? Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Yeah.
The Ravens
yeah.
were the first team to do it back in like 2000. I remember seeing Shannon Sharp, who's still to this day looks like a Greek god.
I mean, he's
had a bag of McDonald's. And I was like, if this motherfucker can work out like that. And then Michael Phelps eating 8,000 calories a day in their Big Macs.
And they eat a lot of shit,
but
too.
But we don't do that. Yeah,
well, because they need the fat differential, right? Mm-hmm. They need that. Nutritionists will tell you, too. If you're just eating... Look, the difference is obvious. Tom Brady doesn't eat nightshades and is a hardcore vegan and has had an insane diet for years. Tom Brady arguably is just not a strong, like the muscle definition isn't there. He's a very in shape person.
Yes.
But strength wise.
He looks very average.
Yeah, but strength wise, no chance. You see these other dudes, they need high levels of fat and then like low levels of fat and then super high levels of protein. They need all this shit to fuck with your body. They always tell you that. You have to trick it. So the more athletes I hang out with, the more I know that their diet habits are insane.
Yeah.
Like all over the map. I was
like, sometimes they're like perfect for 6 months and then they'll fuck off and stuff like
that. Or they're just like, or they'll do like, I don't want to say his name because it's not for me to tell, but like, he was FaceTiming me the other day and was eating a fucking salad bowl of pasta. Like a salad bowl. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
For mixing greens, bro. Filled with pasta. I was like, that's three boxes. Like, that's three boxes of pasta in that bitch. And he was just going, like, I mean, just going at it. It was meat sauce and all this shit. And then he had a huge thing of garlic bread. And he's probably 250, 260. He's a big guy. You know, he's a pro. But like, in my mind, I'm like, aren't you going to gain 7 pounds tonight doing that? Yeah, but he'll lose it in the morning.
Right.
So they need this crazy shit.
My mom would take us to McDonald's 15 minutes before soccer practice.
Oh, yeah.
This is what you're eating.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't save it. We would shove to, I would, my go-to back then was always the double cheeseburger meal. Two cheeseburgers.
So good.
Fries and a drink.
So good.
Coke. And then you're going out and running wind sprints and shit with all that in your fucking stomach.
Mm-mm.
We used to wrestle and cut weight. And as soon as we tipped the scale, as soon as we were done a match, we would order a pizza
right.
and by ourselves. Just
murder that.
Starving.
We had that in
days.
Basketball. We'd have pizza parties or whatever, like that they would tell you to binge pizza the day before a game that happened at night because you'll sleep with all these carbs, and the next day we'd have workouts. So then by the time game came, you could use all this stored up carbohydrate energy. Whether that was true or not, didn't do anything for my white ass, but you know.
Yeah, pasta parties never happened.
Nothing for me. But I mean, it was just like, I'm like, this has got to be for the real athletes.
In here, we pour whiskey.
Hey, I've talked about mental health on this show a lot. I've been very open about it, that I think everybody needs to talk to somebody. Whatever varying levels of therapy works for you, I do think it's very important to go talk to someone about something that's, you know, getting in the way of your happiness, of your success in life, and of you moving forward through tough times. Look, it's been tough times for all of us the past year or so. We're all going to get back to square one, and BetterHelp is the way to do it. BetterHelp is going to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours, which I think is impressive. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. We've said this before. You can log into your account anywhere at any time. These are legit licensed professionals, and it's professional counseling done securely online, which you can do from anywhere, which I think is huge. You know, you don't have to be at one place, because I think traditional counseling is a little tough. I don't want to go to the office. It feels weird. There's a highlights magazine and very odd lighting, right? And everyone's staring at you uncomfortably. It doesn't feel good. It's always unusually cold. This you can do from the comfort of your own home or wherever you are. Which I think is incredible. And there's so many services. It's available for clients worldwide. And they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. They make it very easy to change counselors if need be. You can read some of their reviews at betterhelp.com/reviews. And go to betterhelp.com/whiskey. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Whiskey Ginger listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. Again, 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/whiskey. It's a great deal. Talk to someone. Feel better. A lot of guys have a tough time getting the blood flow down in your mojo. A little bit hard sometimes. ED is a common thing. It's tough. And with Roman, you can get help, okay? A lot of people suffer from it. Nothing embarrassing about it. You can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED. All the comfort and privacy of your own house. U.S. licensed healthcare professional is going to work with you to the best treatment plan. Whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is easy. Go to GetRoman.com/whiskey and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving the comfort of your own home. You can complete an online visit today and connect with a healthcare professional and take care of what's going on. Look, a lot of guys just can't get the old red rocket boosters thrusting like they used to. There's nothing wrong with this. This is something that millions and millions of people suffer from, and there's an easy way to take care of it with Roman. It's discreet, which I think is wonderful. They send it to your house so no one knows. You don't got to go out in public and feel weird about it. And you don't have to tell anybody if you don't want to tell anybody about it. It's your business, baby. It's your genital business. And also, so many people suffer from it, so it's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get a flat tire. Sometimes the sink gets clogged. Sometimes the door squeaks. Sometimes a window's got a whistle in it. You got to fix these issues. This is just one more issue that you got to fix. And it's a little bit off in the bedroom, don't worry about it. Problems arise in life. You know, fix this and make this thing arise again. How about that? Boom. Go to GetRoman.com/whiskey right now. If you go to GetRoman.com/whiskey, you'll get $15 off your first month. And it's about time you take care of your ED. Remember, get started today. You'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. Go to GetRoman.com/whiskey.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Yeah, I guess over the years, like, I'm trying to be more conscious of what I put in my body, but I'm telling you, man, it's too hard. It's too hard anymore to care. The pandemic too was tough. That I was like, I'm just gonna eat whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, and you're just ordering because you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, they're telling you not to leave, so you're ordering. I'm not gonna get unhealthy shit.
Right.
When I lost my taste and smell, you did. How many days did you have it gone?
Days. I still don't have it.
What, today,
bro? I'm 5 months into no smell and taste is still fucked up. I can't smell. I can't smell. And I don't know when my armpits stink. I don't know.
Shit.
And I didn't miss it. I didn't miss it at first because if you remember how bad it got out here.
Yeah,
if you would have told me, hey, for 1 year, you lose your smell, but you don't have to step foot in a hospital. You don't have to get on oxygen. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
I would have taken it.
Yeah, it's a good trade-off.
Okay, but this is about a month ago now. I'm 5 months in because I was in December. We're 5 months in and I'm sleeping, my daughter and I are sleeping, and at like 3:30 in the morning, the smoke detector goes off. And I'm like, fuck. And immediately I woke up because it scared the fuck out of me. But within a millisecond, my first thought wasn't, oh, fuck, there's a fire. It was like, oh, fuck, I can't smell smoke.
Wow.
And then the next day or 2 days later, there was like some Amber Alert type text that came on our phones talking about this neighborhood that was being evacuated because of a natural gas leak. And I was like, fuck. I can't. If there's a leak in my home, I
you
can't smell
know.
That. And
well, that's why you got those detectors in the house, though, right?
That's when I missed my fucking smell for the first
time.
So
5 months now?
Five months
I thought it came back for some reason.
I've been looking at remedies online and tried all the voodoo and
nothing.
I asked my doctor, is this shit gone forever? And he's like, no. But he said it like he's not 100% sure.
He goes, I don't know.
He's like, you'll tell me.
Did you get vaccinated too? Did you do that?
I did, yeah.
Me too.
I got the antibody and the vaccine.
I got shit for it, but I was like, I'm definitely getting vaccinated. I'm not catching that shit again. Fuck that.
No. What do you mean?
I
get the flu shot.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I lost it for 4 days, taste and smell. And I got depressed because I was like, man, I wonder how long it's going to last. And look, compared to you, I'm lucky. But 4 days, I didn't know. By the third day, I'm like, well, what am I going to eat? You know, I was doing that thing and I would have, and this is weird for me. I never liked Chick-fil-A, but I would get those little chicken filet nuggets, those little nuggets.
The grilled ones or the regular ones?
I got them both.
Yeah, hell
because
yeah.
It was just like familiar that it tasted, you know what I mean? It was like the texture was familiar.
Thank you. That's all I can tell.
Yeah.
You can put a plate of cheese out in front of me and I can tell you, obviously I've been eating for 48 years, but if I wasn't, I could say, that's cheese, but I could not tell you the difference between cheddar, Swiss, nothing.
But
nothing
so the taste is a little there.
There's a little bit there.
Like do you
I
taste
know,
this?
I can taste this a little bit.
Yeah.
I know it's stronger than it is, but I can taste it a little bit. I've been doing these little, this is so stupid. I know people don't want to hear about this. Rehabs like where they tell you to sniff coffee. So I'm banging coffee bags at night trying to train my smell to come back and shit, dude.
Is that what they say to do?
That's one of them. They say to also like, excuse me.
You got it again, bro? You coming
cologne,
in
here? I got it.
Again?
Oh my God, but I can smell.
Yeah.
Cologne, things like that to try to train your memory. Because I've also read things that some people, that things they love, like detergent, for instance, laundry detergent smells like rancid, like dead flesh and
does
shit.
It smell bad to you stuff?
I can't smell anything.
So nothing has a negative, yeah.
Nope. I can't.
It's so weird that it took that shit away from us.
Mm-hmm.
The olfactories are gone. So when you eat, is it not satisfying?
It's not. It's not that satisfying. And I've been getting depressed about it lately. A bunch of shit. You know, I gained weight but now I'm going back to eating, you know, way better again. I'm already dropping LBs. But I just, I figured, fuck it. If I can't, you know, if I can't taste it, I might as well just eat.
They're going to find out.
Good shit.
They're going to find out in a little bit that there's a trick. That's a simple trick.
I saw this guy on.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you one.
Smoke a cigarette upside down. They're like, you got it.
There's some fucking chiropractor in Arizona that I'm convinced has paid these people to come in and say, no, it worked. Where he's just literally flicking the back of your head, like right here, and they swear they can smell.
Smell like
just
a little
flick on the back of the head. And
oh my God.
Oh my God. And within like 2 days. And there's all these people like, I couldn't smell. And then he did this thing and flicked me. And I was like, yeah.
You know what I do sometimes to make sure I still have my smell? Because it mentally weirded me out. I'll smell my hands.
Really?
It's something simple. Like you can smell your skin.
I can't smell when I wash my. I know I miss the way my daughter's hair smells.
Oh, that's like sad as shit.
Shit like that.
That breaks my soul.
It breaks my soul.
But at least you got your eyeballs, bro.
I got my eyeballs.
I'd rather lose my smell than my vision, for sure.
Listen, of all the senses, I would take smell.
Yeah, it can be gone.
It would have to be.
Are you still smoking, by the way?
Weed?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But can you take? There's no flavor.
No smell, no nothing.
Right.
There's no smell or
because
taste.
Weed is so potent on the tongue.
Yeah.
Right? Like when you smoke a joint. And
like the shit out here is just like, woo.
Yeah.
And I like the cheese weeds. I like sativa.
You like so stanky.
I like stank cheese. Like I can smell what I like and I can't smell right now. So I don't know. I have to go to my old tried and true brands.
You'd be easy to trick for a dealer.
Yeah.
So, bro, this is bomb as shit.
He could spray it with whatever the fuck they want and I wouldn't know.
Formaldehyde, all that shit. Have you losing it? See, I all but gave up weed, but I had a big joint. A week ago, I got just ripped for no reason. I just was like, I want to get high because I hadn't gotten high in so long.
Yeah, you left it for me in the hotel the last time.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
a while ago.
That's right.
It was fucking
awesome. And where were we? Where was
Phoenix.
It? Phoenix. In, yeah,
House
Phoenix.
House of Comedy.
Yeah,
you
house,
left it
yeah.
in the condo and said, do not touch for Sickler.
For Sickler only, baby. Yeah, by the bedside.
So you stopped smoking. Why?
I think of a lot of things because I run.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well, so the pandemic thing was like the lungs. So I was like, if this affected my lungs and I can't run, I definitely don't want to smoke anymore. So an edible once in a while was always cool then.
Oh, I see.
Just to take away the, I just wanted to take away the lung stuff. Because I did get panicked. When I heard I had corona, my first thought was, well, if I can't run, I'm really going to break down emotionally. Because it was the one thing that really does get me out of my own head. Mm-hmm. I can just disappear into space for a few hours. But, you know, thank God I had no lung stuff. And it just kind of put me in a weird mental space where I was like, I smoked for years.
Oh, you were a cigarette smoker?
Yeah, I used to love smoking cigarettes. Oh, I loved it. Yeah, I hit it like crazy. I did it in college and I did it a lot afterwards and it would just come and go. But I knew I didn't like it because I would hide it all the time.
I see.
I was embarrassed by it. Right. I didn't want to be a smoker, but I really enjoyed what I got from it. The nicotine, nicotine is so good in your blood. I know you get it. You're like, oh, it feels so relieving. It's like a nice passive thing.
I could never smoke. I've tried smoking.
Yeah.
A little puff would wreck me for like 3 days. A 3 foot bong hit, no problem. But the fucking, what is it, carcinogens in cigarettes just wreck me. My body, my skin.
Well, they're real bad for you. I mean, it's crazy to think that like, this is why I was talking to Segura about this, that like some people could smoke forever, it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
My father, my biological father smoked, I don't know, 30 some odd, 40 years. I have no idea. He goes to the doctor and they're like, your lungs are good.
I have a cousin.
And then someone smokes for 5 years and they're like, you're dead. You got cancer.
I have a cousin who's a paranoid schizophrenic who smokes a carton of cigarettes in 3 days.
Let's get him on the show.
And I should get him. I don't know if he can keep it together. I'm worried about him.
Wait, but paranoid schizophrenic, that's getting help or no?
Yes and no. I think he is in a hospital now, but there are times when they'll put him on meds and he'll halfway house.
Yeah.
There's hospitals, there's halfway houses,
right.
All these things over the years. Thank you.
Yeah.
And he would sit, and when I'm telling you, he would smoke cigarettes. He smokes like this, and he doesn't take that motherfucker for any farther than this.
Right. Oh, it's just continuous.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
But he's been doing this for decades. His mom, my great aunt, dead.
From smoking.
She smoked forever, got breast cancer, died. Mm. This motherfucker shouldn't even have a throat left. To pull the just,
right.
You know, what is it? Was it 20 packs in a carton? 10?
No, I think 20 cigarettes in a pack, 10 packs in a carton, maybe.
So what are you talking about? 200 cigarettes in 3 days he's smoking? It's insane. It might be less than that. He rips through them. He's not smoking. He's smoking like shit that says cigarettes. You know what I'm
That's a no brand.
No.
That's like my uncle. My
and he's
uncle,
still alive.
He used to smoke unfiltered Pall Malls.
God.
Army shit. Well, he was in the military, so it's like, for sure you're going to... He's smoking whatever they gave you.
Right, yeah.
And they gave you self-rollies. You know, you'd have to roll them up yourself. So, like, I remember, too, watching him take tobacco out of his mouth.
Spit it out.
Yeah, because there was no filter. I never understood. I was like, how come some people don't do that? And then you get older, oh, there's filters on bought cigarettes. He would just buy them and roll them.
Did you ever dip or do tobacco?
I did dip,
you
dude.
You look like a guy at dip.
I used to love dipping. Yeah. Well, I started dipping because I was a valet in college, and you couldn't smoke.
Hold on, dude.
Give it to me, Papa.
You're the first motherfucker I've heard to dip because he was a valet. Everybody else I knew did it because they either played ball or they hunted.
No, bro.
You're the first dipping valet. That should be your character.
I smoked the dipping valet.
So you could keep up your nicotine habit by dipping because the
guy that owned the company said that they were getting complaints that valets were smoking. You know, like if I would have someone sub the station, I could go behind the restaurant and have a cigarette and come back. But then people
Smell it when you get in their car.
But we left the windows down. I didn't believe that. I just think somebody saw us smoking and they were snitching us.
Right.
But so I put away the cigarettes and I would get annoyed. I'd be sitting there, you know, and you literally, when I was a valet in college, I'd sit for 3 hours with nothing, you know, for the post-dinner rush or whatever. So you'd have to be there till midnight. I'd be bored out of my fucking mind, you know? And at some point I was like, well, if I can't smoke, I'm going to dip. So my roommate at the time dipped. He only dipped. I mean, he smoked sometimes, but he dipped all day long. So I took a pack of Skoal from him. I mean, I took a can of Skoal from him and I brought it, and I'll never forget, bro. I had no idea how much to put in. I had only known cigarettes.
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, this can't be as strong as cigarettes. It's loose. So I grab like this. I grab, you know, like this much. Yeah. I just grab, it's probably.
It wasn't a pinch.
It was like half a tin.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Nah,
I had no idea. It was about a half a tin. And I'd always seen instead of front lip, he went
back here. Yeah. Well,
thinking there's a lot of room. So I put a big ass half a tin back there. And you know, I'm just sitting there with a big hoss.
Your eyes burning and shit.
Dude, I let it sit for about 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Ugh.
And then finally, I throw this thing out, and the head rush was so heavy from all that nicotine that I threw up. I puked all, I right next to the valet stand. I was at Buca de Beppo, I'll never forget. And right around the corner was where their trash bins were. And the moment I walked over there, I could smell the waft of like the hot Phoenix trash and just everywhere, bro.
Don't get the meatballs.
Is that from the fettuccine? Dude, I threw, and after that though, I learned, you know, and then I was like, all right.
So you continued.
Well, because you know what I wanted? I was like, I do want the nicotine, but I don't want to do this thing. And then I bought the, you know.
Bandits.
The packets.
The Skoal bandits.
The packets. Because then I knew, oh, I'll throw one in my mouth. And then I started with one, and then I got to two. I would put two in my mouth at the same time.
Like here or
yeah,
up here?
Here and here.
Yeah,
just down below.
I wish my dad was alive because I'd really like to ask him. It worked, the method to his madness. But I'm telling you, I was in like, I'm not kidding you, elementary school. And my dad let me try dip. And I was like, you know, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's dip. And he would tell me, don't ever chew tobacco. He'd tell me about his uncle. Because I always thought tobacco looked so cool in those pouches.
Like you mean real tobacco
like
leaves?
Like Beech Nut and Red Man. Yeah. I always thought it looked so fucking cool.
A lot
cool.
of kids probably have never seen that.
Yeah, it looks like a Big League. It's a Big League Chew packet.
Which is why we used to love
exactly.
Big League Chew.
And it's tobacco. And you could get it with or without the plug. Remember, there'd be a plug on it.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad said that one of his uncles used to chew it. And he said that one time the dude fell asleep in like a recliner and he heard it go boom down. And he said, throwing up and just shitting himself for like a day. And he's like, I'm telling you, don't fuck with that. But this, I go, I don't know. He's like, trust me. So I take a pinch of Hawken.
Oof.
And I put it in here and I put a Skoal Bandit in here.
What?
Yeah.
Double up?
I'm like 10. Okay, my dad's giving us this shit like 10, fifth grade probably. And I do it for maybe two or three times, and then I just start fucking puking. And to this day, when someone would pop, like all my friends dipped and shit, when they'd pop that can, I would smell it, I'd be that wintergreen.
Oh,
I can't fuck with it at all.
Well, that's like, we have all those smells that like, we talk.
You hear me though.
We talk about the first time that you did whiskey, or I got drunk. I think we talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. And I remember
Turkey.
Yeah, that wild tea. The first time I got lit up off of Captain Morgan, I can't spice rum to this day. Any kind of rum.
Yeah.
Rum to me is repulsive. I smell it somewhere and it makes me so nauseous. You know, you feel it right here,
I get the sharp saliva.
Oh yeah, down, it drips like, down from your earlobes. Yeah. You're like, where is this coming from? I
couldn't
do it anymore, man. I just the smell of that. But you know what's so funny is I made a shift recently from whiskey. I'm drinking a lot more tequila now.
I love tequila.
Dude, I just got into it because I never drank tequila. And you know, all those years of people, you drink shitty tequila.
That's it.
So tequila in your mind is a shitty bar in whatever Patron. Town you're from, and they're plastic cups. You know, they're like little shitty plastic cups, and it's a hot Cuervo.
Some old ass, dried out lime wedge sticking on it. Right. Yeah, and it's hot.
It's hot Cuervo. It's hot Cuervo. So that was always my experience with it. So I hated it. And then recently, I got back into it because a friend was like, you got some good tequila. And I said, I don't like tequila, man. I said, you got to just try. He gave me 1942 and I sipped it and I was like, oh wow, this is just a different, it's a different world.
I dated a girl that was, she worked at tequila bars and same thing. And I was like, nah, you know, she's like Patron's trash and it is trash.
Yeah.
But she introduced me to, I want to say it's called Siete Leguas, which I think is seven horses maybe.
Yes.
And they took that recipe. I believe, I'm wrong a lot, but I believe Patron is owned by Dan Aykroyd and Paul Mitchell, like the hair dude.
Aykroyd owns Crystal Skull Vodka. I know that. You know the Crystal Skull? Yep. He owns that and he owns, damn, there's one
I
more.
I think it's Patreon.
Is it?
Patreon.
Patreon. Go to Sickler's Patreon
sign up
right
my
now.
Patreon, honey, do with you all. It's only $5 a month. You get a year. If you sign up for a year, you get a month free and you get the Honeydew Now, audio and video a day early, ad free at no additional
Plug
cost.
It. I like that. Oh, you know who owns them now?
Who?
Bacardi.
Oh, there you go.
Bacardi
but
now
they just
owns them.
Took basically the recipe and tweaked it enough and then threw mad money behind promotion and Patron is born.
Right.
But I like she gave me top shelf. I mean, literally, I'm in the bar there. And when I was like, oh, okay.
This is it.
This is what tequila is.
Right.
We all get the fucking
white tequila. Yeah.
This is what fucking and I mean velvet, just like
smooth.
Didn't make me wince. None of that shit just went right down.
Well, forever,
I
didn't know tequila.
Fuck.
You know, forever, I didn't know anything about Blanco or Reposado or Añejo, and now I've learned what I like too. Because at the beginning, tequila to me, it's like it's that yellow piss shit in the hot bottle that I don't.
A good
drink.
Shot of tequila and a joint. Man, that's a fucking night.
Now,
right
do you
there.
See, I always drank when I smoked too. I loved, but my trick was, you know, some people don't like to crossfade or whatever the fuck, but that's such a 90s term. But and that's so
don't
funny.
Crossfade your
don't
drinks.
Be crossfade, man. But I.
You create crossfade in the streets.
You see him crossfaded?
You know, oh, he started with tequila. Now he's drinking
he's
beer.
Crossfaded. He's crossfaded. It's over.
And here we pour whiskey.
Da 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 da. We interrupt Whiskey Ginger. With breaking news, the Lawnmower 4.0 launch. The 4.0. Come on, Manscaped is bringing you the new. This is your public service announcement. Sorry, public service announcement. And it's what you've been waiting for. Manscaped engineering team has confirmed they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, baby. Woo, 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 woo. I just got one. I used it. I used it on my bouffant. It's incredible. 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Including my pops. I sent one to my pops. He cleaned up his nipple hair. That's what he said. I got long nipple hair. We all trust Manscaped. And this offer is 20% off and free worldwide shipping for the code Manscaped. For the code Whiskey20 at Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com and use that code Whiskey20. I'm one of the first people to try the 4.0. And I got to tell you, nice. That no-nick technology, baby. I really like it. It's actually a sleek design. It looks a little bit more smooth. And the old ones, they kind of copied the design. It felt like the iPhone was being repeated. But no. This one was sleek, baby. It's really nice. I do like it. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on when needed for a more precise shave. You can get in the nooks and the crannies. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes, dude. You don't want your nuts on your own chin. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Whiskey20 at Manscaped.com. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls are going to thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Whiskey20 at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping, Manscaped.com. Use the code Whiskey20. Unlock your confidence, and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Ginger. I like gingers.
He's high as fuck. But I my whole thing was like, I like to have a drink and then smoke a joint.
Yeah.
If I smoke a joint and then have the drink, it's somehow something about the chemical mix up in my brain.
Make you sick?
No, it doesn't make me sick. It's just
it does
like,
for a lot of people.
It doesn't
my
make me feel as good as I do when I have the drink first.
Right.
I can't explain it.
I don't even really drink much. This
is it for you.
This drink, I mean, this might be, I might have had one other drink during this entire pandemic, maybe two.
Shit.
I smoke weed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm weed and...
But
I'm,
don't you... the combo to me is...
Yeah. If I have a nice whiskey and a joint or, like I said... And I'll say this too. And, you know, obviously The Rock's not paying me to say this, but his tequila is fucking good.
Tremana or whatever?
Tremana?
Yeah. Tremana, yeah.
Is it Terramana or Tremana?
Yeah. Vote below.
Rename The Rock's tequila.
Well, Casamigos too is what was...
but they locked that Clooney's. Bullshit up. Yeah, Clooney, yeah, and, Clooney and fucking...
Sold it for $1 billion.
Yep.
Give me that fucking money.
Yep.
I know someone but that got a million.
The Rock, you can get it on... right on the shelf.
Yeah.
And I think it tastes better than Casamigos, which is good tequila.
Yeah, no, it is good tequila. But that's funny. I've never had his tequila. I've seen it.
I promise you, you'll be pleasantly surprised. And it's fucking cheaper. The Rock's keeping it affordable out there.
This guy, he's the most all-American motherfucker on planet. When somebody's like, what represents America truly? Like, truly, of all the race bullshit that's going on in this country and nonsense, you're like, here's a dude who literally... made it from zero, as in like,
and his dad was a professional wrestler. Anybody would have said, you're fucking nuts.
You're fucked. Yeah, you're fucked. It's never gonna work. Broke, homeless, non-white dude coming into this world of wrestling with all these white, you know, these white heroes that kind of dominated wrestling our whole lives. And this dude comes in who is a, you know, ex football player, not failed, because that's not the right way to say it, but it just didn't work out the way he wanted.
He played
it
for the Hurricanes. I mean, how can you say that's a failure?
Well, after that though, he definitely wanted to continue on in a pro career, and it just didn't work. But like,
but what a pivot.
Well, because dude, that collapses most people,
right?
If you're once done. That's over, it's
he was like, well then he, and look, even if he would have been fucking Reggie White,
right,
he's still higher on the totem pole
for
with
sure.
what he did with himself for after sure. that than he ever
then,
would have
And then capitalizing that. On that, then becoming in film, then becoming more than that stuff. It's weird to see people transcend the entertainment industry and go to a place of like...
Now you're doing kids' movies.
Right. Like, now you're now you're kind of a personality. Mm-hmm. Like The Rock is a attitude, less so.
Yes,
you know what I mean? It's like a symbol now and all that. It's that bull
a brand,
symbol.
All
right.
That.
He's a brand now, which is powerful as fuck. So when someone's like, what is America? Or make America great? You're like... That's what it is. Well, all this bullshit rhetoric that politicians try to push around on what's America, that's it. A dude that's able to make it and persevere through bullshit and be beloved by people for being strong-willed and good and talented.
And also down to earth. I see these videos of him pulling up next to school buses and while they're on the road and they're all knowing him and shit. Like, I love that shit.
It is funny because because of social media being in the know or in the public eye, you either have to make a choice. You either have to be the man of the people or you have to disappear. You either got to be Daniel Day-Lewis and be a fucking ghost, or you have to be like, well, I'm you. I'm with you. Like when he did that video about having corona, I thought that was a great thing to do. Because a lot of times, I know a lot of guys that are notable and they had corona and they didn't want to talk about it. They were afraid of the backlash of being like, were you being irresponsible or whatever the fuck people were pushing around. He was like, my family got it.
And, I did one episode with the Honest Papas and it's the most complained about episode.
Why?
Because people were tired of hearing about corona. We were tired of hearing, but I hadn't talked about it.
Right.
I'm sitting down to do an episode, and I will say it's a damn good episode because other than losing my smell, we had it very easy.
You and I, yeah.
And the six people, well, there were six of us total, five other people in my little circle.
That little super spreader circle.
Their shit was, he was in and out of the hospital.
Right.
Like, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So we were talking about how, you know, like he's in the back of an ambulance riding to the hospital. We're literally driving around listening to Christmas carols, looking at lights and shit because we couldn't be with anybody but ourselves in a car. We're just hear those sleigh bells jingling and he's being hauled off, passing us in an ambulance. Yeah, that's great.
That's like a
movie.
People
hated it. Hated hearing about it.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever. It was the thing that happened.
That's what happened.
It was the thing that happened.
And I did one episode. I didn't do every episode about COVID during the entire
pandemic. We're
going to
look back on all this shit.
I'm glad I have it when I look back. It's a record of what happened during that.
It was
the
thing that existed for sure. I want to see how all this shit bounces back because of it. I'm ready for LA to come back, dude. I'm so ready for all this stuff to go away. And also, they're cleaning up a lot of stuff. They're making it try to get back to where it was because...
Well, my daughter's school's back now. I just read the newsletter today. It's only like 18% of all schools in California are back full time, and her school is, and they're in Santa Monica. Thank God. I was telling you about. I want to talk to you about prom.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can we
tell
talk
about
your prom?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So for me, my stepson just he's 17. He had his senior prom, right? And they didn't get a prom last year. They didn't get a junior, senior prom last year because of the pandemic. And this year, they barely got this one in. So I was really stoked that he had it. And he lives with his dad out in fucking Upland by the Ontario Improv. Rancho, Ontario, Upland's all in the same pocket. And so he's like, hey, we're going to this little pond over at this park to take pictures. And this is the pond where everyone fucking goes.
I know, yeah.
So I'm telling my daughter, she's like, ah, I'm like, we're going to go see your brother. We're going to drive out there and we're going to be family and you're going to see your brother off the prom and take pictures. And I go, don't you know about prom? And she goes, no. And I go, psh, Stella, prom's right up your fucking alley. So I Google prom pictures and dresses and she shits.
Because this is
her
shit.
So I throw her in the bath. I do her hair. I braid her hair. I put the clips in and everything. I put her in this fucking amazing dress with this little white fur top and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's like, can I wear my sneakers? And I was like, fuck yeah. 100. I'm gonna go out there and rock this shit. Yeah. So I wear my night pants. I put it on Instagram and we get out there and I'm like, listen, I'll give you $20 for prom tonight. But if you take the pictures I want to take, I'll give you $50 to take your date out. Cause I know everybody else is giving them money. You 100%. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, we're doing it. So he's like, all right, I'll take the 50. So I put the night pants on. I made him. He's 6'4". And I made him stand behind me and put his arms around me like I'm his date, you know? And I'm just leaning into him like this, dude, in front of all his friends, in front of all those people out there. He's like, hurry up. I'm like, nah, we're taking a few of these. You
keep
want
going, keep
bucks.
Clicking.
And I PayPal'd him right there after we're done. And when my daughter saw those girls, she's just shit like, whoa. And I was like, I told you. I told you. So she felt all like.
Because she's like a girly girl, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm so happy because she's both. Like, my daughter will run over to me and punch me in my fucking face.
Right.
You know, play in the dirt, loves to fish, but loves her makeup and dresses.
Sure.
Too, you know, so I got the best of both worlds. She's six.
Six.
And, like, I was dressing. She's like, Derek's wearing blue. His shoes are crazy glittery. So I put this little blue Fila jacket on that honestly is not even flattering. And she's like, that is your color, Dad. And I was like, who the fuck are you over here? She's like, that's your color.
That's so great, though, that she, because now that six is about the age when she starts to like.
That's when you start remembering shit.
Well, right? And really develop your own opinions and personalities about stuff. Before that, you know, kids just say such annoying shit. And, you know, that's not like that kid said the darndest thing. He's like, yeah, they do because they're fucking annoying. They're like little weirdo machines. She's starting to recognize, you know, a lot of personality traits that she either, you know, not mocks, but like emulates or like it takes in is like, oh, I like that about people or I don't like that about people.
Man, she takes shit in too. We saw one of his friends had a girl with him, a date, and she was super cute.
Yeah.
They all look great. And no one talked to her or mentioned her or anything. And that night in bed, my daughter and I are talking. I'm like, whose dress was your favorite? And I'm asking her all these questions. And she goes, Trevin's date was really pretty. And I was like, you noticed that? She's like, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, man, you were over there taking it all. Like, I wonder what through her eyes, what you were taking in.
Well,
everyone's
dresses. Kids have always, I mean, we were the same way. We were perceptive, but like now even more so because I think social media and the internet has made heightened awareness of everything. They're way more aware than we were.
Fuck yeah.
We don't.
Over aware.
Yeah, they're hyper aware. Yes. It partially is negative, but also like
it is
we didn't
negative.
Think about much. I think they think about a lot of that stuff. They see it, they feel it, they know it.
But the thing they have to worry about that we never did is, hey, you're on camera all the, your potential
crazy
camera all the time. You have to grow up like that. You know damn well, no one. I'm not talking about comedians. I'm talking about if we had cameras like that back then, half this fucking workforce would not be working right now. You know
over.
What I'm saying?
It'd be
half
over.
Of this fucking workforce,
dude.
In the country, forget occupation.
Dude, the last when I first moved to LA, the last day job that I had, we went out for a company party, and got blacked out with the boss, and she said some real foul shit, and I was like. Back then, we're laughing about it and getting fucked up and super inappropriate shit, you know, like wildest shit. And it's just like today,
never.
You have to dissolve the company.
Never.
Like, it'd be over.
Over.
Yeah, she was wild as fuck. But you're like, that's just, it was just a sign of the times of like now the stringency of all that stuff is just crazy. I mean, you know, like I heard a friend who's working on a thing and he missed. Gendered somebody. He had worked with somebody on this thing and she was a guy when they started and now she's a female. And you know, this dude accidentally said he, or I'm sorry, said she. or whatever. I've done it all fucked up, but you know what I mean.
The opposite.
And the this person got so mad and had his ass fired. And I thought,
fired.
Yeah. And it wasn't because of like the guy wasn't making a joke about it. He wasn't being diminutive. He genuinely was making kind of an absent-minded mistake.
Like, I knew you as something before, as someone before and now, and it might just be an old habit of...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sickler. He wants this thing. It's like saying that.
Mm-hmm. But tell me about your prom, your senior prom.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear, like, what... I'll tell you about ours. Like, what did you guys do? What was the whole... Well, did you do limos and dinner and shit like that?
We did. We went over to, like... We went over to... Oh, this reminds me. This is so funny. Do you ever see the show Rock of Love?
Yeah.
You know, with Brett Michaels?
Yep.
So the girl that won was my date.
Nuh-uh. I've never seen who won or anything, but I know the show.
She won the first season.
She was your prom date?
No. She was my turnabout or whatever they called it. You know, spring.
Oh, yeah.
You know
yeah.
The girl asked the guy?
We never had that. The Sadie Hawkins?
Sadie Hawkins. That, I couldn't think of the name. That's who
you
it
had
is.
That?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah, spring. Yeah,
oh, we didn't have any of that.
But I remember.
I think we had like a spring formal and they didn't make the girls fucking step up.
But I remember it brought my brain there because the prompting, because I remember taking photos and going to like this dude's house. And we all went to this guy's house. And the whole time, everyone's like, you know, no one, you know, the girls were being goody two shoes. And I was like, we're getting fucking lit up. Like, if they know that they smell booze on you, they won't let you in. I'm like, I'm the wackadoo goofball at school. They know I'm already, they were going to kick me out if they were going to kick me out. And we show up tanked out of our fucking heads.
Where are you pre-gaming? Like at someone's house?
At the house.
Yeah.
At the house and then in the car.
And then do you go to dinner first?
No.
Dinner's after. See, we're the opposite. Okay.
You did dinner first?
Yeah.
See, because then I figure you have no energy to go do anything. If you ate before, I'd want to go to sleep. If I ate, I don't want to go to the dance. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'd want to do the thing and then go out afterwards.
That makes sense. Because
that was just another reason to go get fucked up afterwards, too, and to go party and sneak around. Where did you go to dinner, by the way?
Okay. I was invited to all four proms.
Woo!
My freshman year, a senior girl asked me to go. My dad's like, or my mom was like, that shit's not happening. I was like, what are you talking about? So I went to three proms and I went to four homecomings. I was the homecoming, you'll laugh at this, or excuse me, I was the prince of my senior prom. Now, my girl and I, she was hot.
What does that even mean, bro?
My girl and I, right?
Yeah.
So apparently what they all, I still laugh about this because apparently what it was I did win, but there was this couple that had been together since ninth grade, and they gave them king and queen.
Ah, right.
And then we got, there was also a prince and a princess and shit
right.
So I got prince.
Honorary shit.
But I was popular because, again, we didn't have parents, and everyone was at our fucking house. So I had votes, you know what I mean? Like, if y'all want to come over after
I had
prom,
some votes.
Somebody needs to, I want to carry a scepter up in this bit. And, so the next, that was like a, whatever, it was on a Saturday. So on Monday, my buddy is in the locker room with the guy that won king. And we're changing. They're in tighty whities. And they start arguing over who really won. He's like, no, Ryan won that shit. It was fixed. They gave it to you. And they start fist fighting over me
over
in
the
their underpants. Yeah.
Fighting for the prince.
We still talk about that. I'm like, I knew you were a real one when you fucking fist fought for me over the prince bullshit.
Who won the fight? Your boy.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, your boy clipped him good.
We
nominated, by the way, king and queen. We all, just to be dicks, we nominated twins, brother and sister twins. How fucked up is that? Is that not the most mean
That's
shit?
Great.
And then, by the way, like,
that's great.
They didn't hate each other, but they definitely were from very different friendship circle. So they were pissed, dude. They were so fucking mad that they had to be out there on the football field. It was like such an insult. But also, we're adamant about, like, don't fucking vote. Like, that was a big deal. They were like, do not do this. And everybody was like,
we're doing it. Shit,
yeah. How could you fucking not?
So I had my senior prom. I was with a girl I've been seeing for a while.
Like a girlfriend or just
a girlfriend?
Right.
And she was like, if you could pick someone for your senior prom to do what this fucking girl did for me that night and with to get like, so we rent a limo first with a few friends.
Remember how dope that was, by the way?
I think there was like six of us and you just felt
limo.
Like,
you're like I'm bosses. What is this, $1 million?
What's in here? Oh my God, there's drinks in here?
Yeah. It's Pepsi, dude. There's Pepsi in here.
God, I'm trying to remember where we went to dinner. I feel like like Baltimore City was always a popular spot, and Little Italy especially was always like a real big
one. Gotta have Italian
food. And you would see the limos pull up and everyone, you know, we're talking 91, bro, big hair, that shit, right? So we go to dinner and then we have to go to the dance. And then we go to the dance and everybody's doing their thing. And then she and I go get a hotel after. And I'm not kidding you, I'll never forget. She's like, just wait here. And I'm laying on the bed. I am 18 years old. Yeah. My dick's been hard since I was 7. Since I was 7. Not an hour before this, forever.
It stayed that way.
And
it's just been tough.
And she and I were very sexual. Like, her mom even talked to us about, like, look, just be smart. I know what's going on.
You know,
and she was cool about it. She wasn't a cool mom where you could do whatever, but she's like, I know you guys are having sex, so please
pull out.
Be smart. Pull out. Pull out. Come on my daughter's face. And I'll never forget, she's the one that told me, her mom one day casually said in the kitchen, Ryan, a good man needs to know how to cook in the kitchen and the bedroom. And I have never fucking forgot that.
Jeez, mama.
Like, whoa, mom.
Yeah.
So we get a hotel. And I'm laying on the bed just waiting. And it feels like she's in the bathroom like for 5 years.
Prepping,
you know what I mean?
Prepping,
and
yeah.
She comes out in a white fucking teddy. And I had never.
Damn, she packed?
Bought an outfit.
Damn!
Everything.
This is not my experience.
I had never seen a woman in lingerie before. Never. Bra and panties, never matching.
No,
you
bro.
You know what I mean? This is.
Never matching.
Teddy, the fucking garter. And I was like. Are you like the best senior prom date
ever
you could ever fucking have? And I remember when I won the prince, I'm dancing with the princess, and I liked my girl so much. I was in the middle of the dance. I'm like, you smile if I go fucking dance with my girl. Like, I kind of want to bounce.
Damn.
And I went and danced with my
Where's
girl.
Where's she at, I wonder now?
She just came to see me do stand up in Baltimore.
Nuh-uh.
She's got 2 kids. I think she literally just got a divorce, seeing somebody else now, but still good people. But she was drop dead gorgeous, and I was like, man, if I could have like checked a box, a list for what I wanted for prom. And then after that, then Sunday is everyone comes back to our place because we don't have parents, and that's where everyone's partying,
getting fucked up.
Yeah, getting
your
wasted,
spot
wasted.
I fucked my prom date by a lake.
That's nice.
Outside.
I had like a Motel 6.
Outside,
bro.
You were upgraded.
A motel.
Well, we also went to party. We also used to party
outside,
a lot. Outside,
at the lake,
at
on
the
a blanket?
Yeah, on the lake. That's on a blanket. Nice. I had to put it in the trunk. But we used, I remember going to a bunch of parties, and I think we went there that night. A girl, her mom got a divorce, and the dad took off, but they moved into one of those extended stay hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like a residence almost. But her mom was kind of so absent because of all the stuff. She would be out drinking at the bar and partying. And this girl, the irony was, she was like a goody two shoes. This girl was like really tied up and prim and proper and very judgmental. But because mom wasn't there, we would all go to this hotel to just lose our minds and party.
Oh, okay.
And she would, and she'd be kind of a part of it and let it happen. But didn't like it.
Up to a point.
Yeah, well, I mean, the cops came, but like.
The cops made the point.
The cops made the point, yeah. That was the period.
We had the cops come.
But we always, we would go over there because we know we could, because it was a hotel, but it was, I know they live there, but it was still it was not a motel, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they're
I've
like
seen
extended
them.
Living.
They're all, they say, well, I can't remember the name of it, but it's extended.
Yeah, but you know
stays.
Which one I'm talking about.
Totally know.
But we used to go there. That's where we went to one of those extended stays to party all through the night after we had hooked up by the lake. And I remember how disappointed she was that we didn't just get a hotel, that we had to. I thought it was going to be romantic hooking up by. I was like, yeah, I
that
got
is
a blanket.
Romantic,
not when the hill is like sideways. You know what I mean?
There's rocks.
Yeah, those rocks and shit underneath you.
They just manured it.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, they just see, they're seeding it while we're out there. Excuse me, scoot over. They're fucking aerating the lawn and shit. There's goose shit everywhere.
See, I just remember, like, again, I was easy. Like, I didn't have parents that wanted to take pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go to what's
well,
prom?
See, I always went to somebody else's house,
yes,
too.
I
it
go
was
to
never
your
my
house.
House.
We'll take the pictures with your parents because I don't have parents, and we're getting the fuck out of there.
Right.
We go. And then I remember this, too. It was senior night. My brother and I were really good at soccer.
Who was better?
Me. And in
you heard that.
Yeah,
you heard that.
In college, I was all JUCO.
Yeah, he better know. And I know that JUCO king.
And I got hurt my senior year, and I still made Central Maryland, like the best of Central Maryland Conference, the CMC Conference. So there's county, and then there's regional state, so I made like the best of regional
I don't even
state.
Know that. We just have state.
Yeah.
Well, how big was your high school? Are you like a 5A or
nah,
whatever the fuck?
I think a 4 or whatever.
Oh, okay, so
not,
we were big
terribly
as fuck.
Huge, but 4. Yeah, like
we were big, so the competition for us was absurd.
But senior night, our last home game, you know, your parents walk you out.
Oh, right.
We don't have parents. So, and there's two of us because we're twins. So right. they asked two cheerleaders on each arm to walk us out to the middle. So we got
That's why.
But listen, you got a whole line of every player and their parents. And everybody had two.
Right.
And there's just us and them with four cheerleaders. Oh, they gave us two.
Two cheerleaders apiece.
It's just give us
them two.
And four cheerleaders
give them each two.
At the end. Make them feel loved.
That photo has got to be great.
They were our two. I wish I had it. This has got to be out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you
got
to have that photo.
Somebody's got that. But cheerleaders walked us out on parents' night. Yeah.
But did you ever like, you know, was that ever something that you kind of had to deal with? Or was it already kind of in the back of your mind that you, the missing of the parents thing, did it ever kind of keep fucking with you as you became a young adult?
I mean, or, it still fucks with me now as
does it?
A parent.
Because
yeah.
you seem so stable with your kids.
I mean, I'm stable with my kid, but also that's come from, you know, a ton of therapy, a ton of work, a ton of everything, and I'm right. still so fucked up.
Yeah, but
I
are
still
you
have
though?
Such a, yeah.
So we all say, I think we all are quick to say we're fucked up, but I don't, I just think it's, we're all, we're,
well, no one's
we're all
perfect.
Flawed.
We're all flawed.
Yeah, we all have our bullshit.
I have a lot of work to do. Yeah. And I'll say this, you know, for someone who uses words for a living, I often don't say the right thing the right way.
Who does?
You know what I mean? Which is what the beauty of stand-up is. I get to go back out and work that until I get that sentence the way I want to.
Right.
You don't get to do that in arguments.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do that in, you know, conversation all the time.
Right. You don't get
so,
to try again.
I've worked at it, but it keeps coming up. You know, as soon as you have a kid, then you're like, man, I'd love to talk to my dad about how in the fuck he had twins in 1973.
Right.
You know, to answer your question, going back, I never looked at it like, oh, fuck, when we graduate, no one's going to be here. I don't remember ever having that anxiety. I
right.
just feel like you said, it was probably this just like given that
it was a thing.
Everything moving forward is going to be perilous. So
right.
that means tomorrow. That means your right. wedding. Right. That means, you know, whatever.
The kids. Yeah, with yeah. the kids and stuff, too.
Yeah, so you lose the specialness of graduation, of all these things. Like, when I graduated college, I didn't even walk the stage. No one was going to be there. There's going to be no one there to root for me. What
because,
the fuck would I
because
do?
Because mom.
Still gone at that point. So
yeah.
you don't, once you realize that tomorrow and every day after is parentless, the moments sort of just, they happen and you don't really.
But does that mean to you, you make your moments with your kids much more important?
Yeah, that's
right?
why
you
I drove out to make sure my daughter was with her brother on his senior prom.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to her, he didn't get one last year. And this is it until you turn 17 or 18.
Right.
And we're looking at over a decade for that. So
don't you think that's like, in the weirdest way, you know, good things come from shit, you know?
I don't know that I'd be the dad I am, the person I am, or any of that if none of this adversity happened.
Right, that's kind of the
know.
Unfortunate truth about
right.
a lot of those things. And our reality is like, if you never go through this heavy bullshit, are you ever going to be able to compensate for the mistakes that other people make? And I think that's why in society, when we all make mistakes, we should be a little bit more soft about the mistakes. You know, about shitting on people that make fucked up mistakes and do, because like we're all figuring it out and we're trying to correct our mistakes as we go. I just think we're in a new time where it's like, you fucked up.
It's over.
You're burnt.
That's it.
Yeah. And
no
I think,
leeway, no.
Why?
Nothing. Like to me, the story of a person is a life story. It's
yeah.
not these 5 years.
Right.
It's not this moment.
Right.
It's not this job. It's not defined by this education. And I think that what people have gotten away from is, you know, an apology is just a bunch of words, but your actions mean everything. So why don't you let someone, when they fuck up, if they're sincere about apologizing, then give them the freedom to show you that they've corrected it.
Totally.
That's all it is. You're not, you know, it's like you made a mistake, you're done. Like, wait, I didn't even know I made a mistake.
Right. What? That seems like that's the biggest thing.
You know what
thing.
I mean? It's those where you're like, I said something, I mispronounced someone's name and I can no longer work. Right. Why?
It's crazy.
Why? How about allowing me to make a mistake, educating me on my ignorance, and then allowing me to show you that I am a good person
Let's fix
and I
it.
Can grow from it and fix it.
Right.
That's what real our apologies and change and acceptance are.
Yeah.
Is letting people fuck up. That's how you grow. Look, as us as comedians, the only way for us to find out if something's truly funny is to go up and try it out in front of people. And no, it doesn't matter if you and I are sitting here pissing ourselves.
Right.
You know that a crowd of 1,000 people might just be like, not at all.
It was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're like, man, I have work to do. I failed with that.
Right.
I got to figure out how to make that right. that. And that's the work you have to do.
Right. Our whole career has been that way. So it's kind of funny to think that like society should take a note from that to be like, well, I guess you let them work out the life joke.
Like you have to let people be flawed. We're all flawed.
Right.
But you can't keep being flawed.
Right. You keep doing it. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Right. You keep, well, or if you do it with a lot of, you know, with negative and vitriol and shit behind you, it's got to be... And, you know, your mistakes have to be honest. They can't be like, I don't give a fuck and that's how I really feel.
Yeah,
you know, it's got to be something. Yeah, right. Although Eminem was a great artist.
Yeah, he was.
It is funny about that shit. Like that dude, I mean, he was so big on fuck you. But that was also because the time of the culture was so hating on fucking music that was so pushing those limits, you know? And then now you listen to that stuff and you're like, whatever Eminem said wasn't as oh my god as like wet ass pussy. Do you know what I mean? Like whatever he said still wasn't as shocking as shit.
And also you better watch it if you're coming for Eminem.
Oh bro,
he's
gonna get you.
He will take language and just obliterate you.
Corner.
Man, I don't want to be fucking ripped.
No, but at some point he's gotta say goodnight.
I'm like, who has a problem with it? Just you can let him have a problem with it. I'm not gonna say shit.
Yo, so what's the deal? Are you touring, baby? What are you doing?
I'm starting to get backed out. I have September dates right now.
What do you got? Plug them and let these people come out and see your
Phoenix.
September?
Yeah, not until September.
What is it now?
It's
May?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
I just got vaxxed, bro.
Vax
up. I got to build some dates up.
All right, so
but
hit these
I am
dates.
Working on a tour right now, so we're working on dates. But what I have on the books right now confirmed is Phoenix. And I know I'm going to be coming back to Edmonton. I know I'm going to be coming back to
House of Comedy
clubs.
What else?
Vancouver. I'm going to be doing Baltimore probably sometime in September as well. We'll figure it out.
Go to where?
Go to RyanSickler.com. Subscribe to my YouTube.
This dude has a great show. I'm going to go back and do his
please
show.
Please come.
We
back.
Did. We did.
Podcast.
We did the show. I did the show in every location it's existed in. By the way.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. And
go back to Crab Feast.
Crab Feast. And that over.
I think you even came back to my apartment. So
fact.
Yes.
So I've been everywhere. Now you're in the studio.
I'm at Santa Monica
right now.
Yeah.
And check that shit out. Check out the Honey Dizu. And then go to his Patreon and support this motherfucker because he's doing great
work. All social media is Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com. The Patreon's there.
It's the JUCO champ. So
all JUCO.
Pay respects. You know what I mean? Do the right thing.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Thank you, man. I'm glad you came through. And we, by the way, I see these boosts. You're ready to play at all times.
Stay ready,
buddy. All right, you got to go to dinner. Look in your camera, that one right there. And I'm going to walk off. You do one word or one phrase. I should have acknowledged, this is the first time we did three cameras.
I didn't know
it
that.
Was only a one camera show.
Who's editing
now.
For you? You got somebody that's got to edit all this for you now, huh?
You have to edit it?
You doing it?
I don't know. Oh, bro, I'm throwing this out to the wind.
I'll be nodding at you. Not
yeah, it'll just be a you the whole time. Yeah. And the audio will just be my voice and your. Yeah.
All right, what am I saying?
Look at that camera. One word or one phrase. I'm going to walk off camera and you're going to do it by yourself.
I don't remember what I said last time, so I don't want to repeat
it. It doesn't matter. It's
actually
kind of beautiful if it is a repeat of what you said before.
Okay.
This whiskey's got my tongue tied.
All right, I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I'll say a phrase that I really, really like. I learned it from this dude. It was on his car. He was a racer, and it was on his car. It was in Latin. And I'll say it in English because I can't say it in Latin. But the saying is, I come in peace, ready for war.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.